Om, we bow to the respected great Lord of wisdom. We bow to Lakshmi and Narayan, the goal of all existence and the perceiver of all. We bow to Uma and Maheshwara, she who protects existence and the great consciousness or seer of all. We bow to Bani and Hiranyagarbha, Saraswati and Brahma, who create the cosmic existence. We bow to Sachi and Purandar, Indra and his wife, who preside over all that is divine. We bow to the mothers and fathers. We bow to the chosen deity of worship. We bow to the family deity of worship. We bow village deity of worship. We bow to the particular household deity of worship. We bow to the established deity of worship. We bow to all the gods. We bow to all the knowers of divinity. Bearing in her 10 hands the sword of worship, the discus of revolving time, the club of articulation, the bow of determination, the iron bar of restraint, the pike of attention, the sling, the head of egotism and the conch of vibrations, she has 3 eyes and displays ornaments on all her limbs. Shining like a blue gem, she has 10 faces and feet. I worship that great remover of darkness whom the lotus-born creative capacity praised in order to slay too much and too little when the supreme consciousness was enslaved. So she has 3 eyes and 10 faces, so that's 30 eyes. She has 10 hands and 10 feet. She performs all the karma of all the indriyas, dashindriya, 5 organs of knowledge and 5 organs of action. She has 10 feet because she dances like crazy. She's Mother Nature dancing on the stage of consciousness. She sees in every direction at the same time. She sticks out her tongue to drink the seeds of desire. She wears this garland of all of our impure thoughts. This is the form of Mahakali, Dasha Mahavidya Mahakali. She with the beautiful face, destroyer of the great ego, is seated upon the lotus of peace. In her hand, she holds the rosary of alphabets, battle axe of good actions, the club of articulation, the arrow of speech, the thunderbolt of illumination, the lotus of peace, the bow of determination, the water pot of purification, the staff of discipline, energy, the sword of worship, the shield of faith, the conch of vibrations, the bell of continuous tone, the wine cup of joy, the pike of concentration, the net of unity, and the discus of revolving time, named excellent intuitive vision. I worship that great goddess of true wealth. Bearing in her lotus hands the bell of continuous tone, the pike of concentration, the plow, sowing the seeds of the way of truth to wisdom, the conch of vibrations, the pestle of refinement, the discus of revolving time, the bow of determination and the arrow of speech, whose radiance is like the moon in autumn, whose appearance is most beautiful, who is manifested from the body of she who is rays of light and is the support of the 3 worlds, the great goddess of all pervading knowledge who destroyed self-conceit and other thoughts, I worship. That Chandi, who slays the negativities of too much and too little and other thoughts, who is the destroyer of the great ego and the vanquisher of sinful eyes, passion and anger and the seed of desire, the energy which tears asunder self-conceit and self-deprecation, the grantor of the highest attainment of perfection. May that goddess, who is represented by 90 million divine images, supreme lord of the universe, remain close and protect me. Om, the divine fire is the light, and the light is the divine fire. I am one with God. The light of wisdom is the light, and the light of wisdom. I am one with God. The divine fire is the offering, and the light is the offering. I am one with God. The light of wisdom is the offering, and the light is the light of wisdom. I am one with God. Om, the divine fire is the light. The light of wisdom is the light.
The light of devotion is the light as well. The light of the highest bliss of
goddess is in the light which we offer,
the light
which we request you to accept with the offering of light. Om, Maya, increase, dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Om, spirit of the forest, from you is produced the most excellent of scents, the scent most pleasing to all the gods. That scent we request you to accept with the offering of fragrant scent. Om, Maya, increase, dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Om, earth is a reservoir of nectar. All vegetation creation is a reservoir of nectar. The divine atmosphere is a reservoir of nectar, and also above, may all perception shine forth with the sweet taste of nectar for us. Om, the divine fire, the light of purity, is the shining god. The wind is the shining god. The sun, the light of wisdom, is the shining god. The moon, the lord of devotion, is the shining god. The protectors of the wealth are the shining gods. The reliever of sufferings are the shining gods. The sons of the light are the shining gods. The emancipated seers, the maruts, are the shining gods. The universal shining gods are the shining gods. The guru of the gods is the shining god. The ruler of the gods is the shining god. The lord of waters is the shining god. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we meditate upon that light of wisdom which is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. Om, the gross body, Om, the subtle body, Om, the causal body, Om, the great body of existence, Om, the body of knowledge, Om, the body of light, Om, the body of truth. Om, we meditate upon that light of wisdom which is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. May the divine waters, luminous with the nectar of immortality of supreme divinity, fill the earth, the atmosphere, and the heavens. Om, my rosary, the great measurement of consciousness, containing all energy within as your intrinsic nature, give to me the attainment of your perfection, fulfilling the four objectives of life. Remember, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. To realize the ideal of perfection, to attain those resources necessary to the fulfillment of that ideal, to perfect all desire so there's nothing pulling you backwards. And the harmony of those three is moksha, self-realization, otherwise known as liberation. Om Rosary, you please remove all obstacles. I hold you in my right hand. At the time of recitation, be pleased with me. Allow me to attain the highest perfection. Om Rosary of Rudraksha seeds, my Lord, give to me excellent attainment. Give to me, give to me. Illuminate the meanings of all mantras. Illuminate. Illuminate, fashion me with all excellent attainments, fashion me, I am one with God. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the Lord of Wisdom, Lord of the multitudes. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the sun, the light of wisdom, along with the nine planets. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness, along with the five primary deities, Shiva, Shakti, Vishnu, Ganesh, and Surya. Remember the five branches of Hindu Dharma. Those who worship Shiva as their primary deity, the worship of the Divine Mother, the worship of Vaishnavas, Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, Venkateshwar, many other names. Those who worship Ganesh, and those who worship Surya and the nine planets. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Indra, the ruler of the pure, along with the ten protectors of the ten directions. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Vishnu, the fish, along with the ten incarnations which he consumed. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the Lord of all created beings. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the perfect perception of consciousness. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to all the gods. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to all the goddesses. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the guru. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to all the knowers of wisdom. Brahma is in the shining light, or the kusha grass. In the shining light resides Janardhan, the Lord of Beings. The supreme, all-pervading consciousness, Vishnu, resides in the shining light. O repository of the shining light, we bow down to you, the seat of Kushagrass. We bow to the one of beautiful hair. We bow to the one who is always sweet. We bow to he who is one-pointed light. Om consciousness, Om consciousness, Om consciousness. Om, that consciousness of the highest station who always sees the light of wisdom, give us divine eyes. Om, that twice-born teacher who is always thirsty for accepting the nectar of devotion. O consciousness, you are in that highest station. Om, the impure and the pure reside within all objects. Who remembers the lotus-eyed consciousness is conveyed to radiant beauty. All the welfare of all welfare, the highest blessing of purity and emanation, with the offering of respect, we bow down to the Supreme Consciousness who is the actual performer of all action. Om, these are the mantras of the light of wisdom. The creative capacity is the seer. Nature is the meter. The divine flow of waters is the deity being applied in washing the hands and rinsing the mouth. Introducing the mantras of the purification of the seat. The seer is he whose back is straight. The meter is a very beautiful form. The tortoise, which supports the earth, is the deity. These mantras are applied to make the seat free from obstructions. With these scented flowers, Om Hrim, we bow to the primal energy situated in this lotus seat. Om Earth, you support the realms of the goddess. You are supported by the supreme consciousness. Also bear me eternally and make pure this seat. Om, I bow to the guru. Om, I bow to the guru's guru. Om, I bow to the guru's lineage. Om, I bow to the supreme guru. Om, I bow to the lord of wisdom. Om, I bow to the infinite one. Om, Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Om Maya, increase dissolution, the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. And that's Kushandika. That's the mantra's prefatory. Every time you sit down, you're going to say, thank you for letting me sit here. You're going to wash your hands, wash your lips, purify your asan, and create the ambience and the environment conducive to the next step, which is taking the sankalpa. The sankalpa is a statement, who I am, where I am, what I'm proposing to do. It's a promise. There are many ways you can take the sankalpa. Most sadhus say, I'm not moving my knees until I don't complete every mantra in this recitation. You'll read in the Sahib Sadhu stories of a roof collapsing on my head when I was reading the mantras. I have to complete every mantra in this sankalpa, and thereafter I can get up. As long as I haven't completed everything, I have no authority to get up. I won't answer the telephone, and I won't go to the door, and I won't do anything else until every mantra is not yet completed. Do we have any questions about the Kushandika? Please.
This last part we read where Om Guruvyo Namah,
yes,
etc. The part Om Aikum Tumadieve?
Yes.
Is that standard? Does everybody always say that?
No.
Or this temple?
No. The mool mantra of the puja that you're performing will be the mantra that you insert at that point. So where the mool mantra is the mantra, the deity that you're worshipping, this Kushandika will be the same. And every time you sit down, except if you sit in front of Shiva, you'll say Om Namah Shivaya. And you sit in front of Chandi, you can say Om Aim Ring Kling Chamandagibche. Or in front of Kali, you can say that. Or you can say Om Ring Sing Kring Parameshwari Kali Kispa. Or whatever the mool mantra will be, that will be the mantra that you use when you sit down. It just so happens that the Nibbana mantra also applies to Kali and to Chandu. Yes, please.
Was there a direction this passage, Om Guruvyo Namah?
The guru is sitting right next to you on the left side. And the guru's guru is sitting just above your guru. The guru of the lineage is sitting at, 10 o'clock? Or maybe 11. And at 12 o'clock is the supreme guru. That's Mahadev, Shiva, the lord of all the gurus. Ganesh is sitting right near your right ear. And the infinite one, Ananta, is sitting on your right side. You have your Ishtadeva, whoever you're worshipping, in this case Kali, right at eye level. And you have Shiva right in front of you. So it goes, Om Guruvyo Namah, Om Param Guruvyo Namah, Om Parag Parag Guruvyo Namah, Om Parameshti Guruvyo Namah, Om Ganganeshaya Namah, Om Nantaya Namah, Om Kring Sring Kring Parameshwari Kali Ke Svaha, Om Namah Shiva. You keep good company. Namaste.
I have a question about these descriptions of the goddess that is our book of Kali and Chandi Akshastrak.
Yes.
Why are they in both? And when I look at the Murtis, you know, I try to figure out which Kali or Chandi this is describing, or is it both? And why don't they look exactly alike in terms of what they're holding in their hand?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand the question.
So, why this description, these paragraphs are found both in Kali Puja and in the Chandi?
Because Kali and Chandi are two deities who are very closely associated. One of Chandi's names is Chamunda, and Chamunda is the form of Kali.
I don't know how to distinguish the two.
That's good. Then you've understood. And when you try to distinguish, then you haven't understood. And that is the lack of understanding, when you try to distinguish these goddesses and make them separate deities. Because there's only one god, and there's only one goddess. And every time we try to cut it up and divide it and try to intellectually understand it, we come out of our heart and into our head. And we move away from the experience of the unity. Because Chandi's name is Chamunda, and Chamunda is Kali. In the thousand names of Kali, her one name is Lakshmi. In the thousand names of Lakshmi, her one name is Sarasvati. There is only one divinity.
You read Chandi, isn't it?
Just this morning.
No. Your whole translation she had.
Yes. So impossible to separate them. And that's why these meditations are given here, because these are all the forms of Kali. She is the supreme divinity in this puja. Now, we have 18 Puranas. 18 Puranas each extol a different name of the divinity as the supreme divinity. You have the Padma Purana, the Kalika Purana. You have so many various Puranas that tell the exact same stories from the point of view of this deity as being the central character of the Purana. All the same stories are there. But this story is about Kali, and this one's about Lakshmi, this one's about Sarasvati, this one's about Skanda, this one's about etc., etc. So the point of the story is there's only one God. These are just different emanations, different nomenclatures, different names and designations for the one God. Just as we say when the one woman goes to a fancy party, she wears a fancy dress, and when she comes to the temple, she wears temple clothes, and when she goes to work, she wears work clothes, and when she plays tennis, she wears tennis clothes, etc., etc. She's one woman who has a different appearance in every function she performs. Here again, the point is the unity, not the division. We want to continually search for the unity here. So here we've got three forms of Mahakali in the form of Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasarasvati, because she's Trigunadharini right now. She is the support of the three qualities. She's not separate. It would be very intellectually pleasing to say, okay, this is the worship of Kali, and this is the worship of Lakshmi, and this is Saraswati. Put everybody separate places and in our minds. That's not how it works. They're all working together. They're all different forms of the one. So when we call upon her to take away our darkness, we're calling her Kali. When we call her to illuminate our light, we call her Gauri. Now, what's the difference? How can Gauri come without Kali? How can Kali take away the darkness without Gauri? Is it possible? So that's why we fail every time we try to make the division and say this has only got the mantras of Kali and this has only got the mantras of Lakshmi or any other such distinctions. It's bound to fail. Because on the one hand, you're giving up the darkness, and on the other hand, you're illuminating your light. Which is correct?
They're both correct.
Thank you. I rest my case. Please.
What is the sling used for?
The sling is also, it's used to gather together, to unite. It's almost like a net, and it unites them all. It unites all the diversity. It binds it together. Other questions in the Kushandika?
What's the purpose of the tortoise that is supporting the earth?
The tortoise that's supporting the earth. Remember, Vishnu's avatar is Kurmadhivta, and we wanted to make the nectar and churn the milk ocean, and we couldn't put Mount Mandara into the ocean because all the water would spill away. So Vishnu came as the tortoise, and we put the mountain on top of his back, and he swam out into the ocean and kept the mountain afloat. So then the gods, all of us got on one side and all the Asuras got on the other side, and we kept pulling back and forth, trying to make, churning the ocean to make the nectar of immortal bliss. And that Kurma Devta is upon which Mount Mandara sits. Now, if you look at your swastika asana, you'll find your left korali, heel, is in the Muladhara. And this is upon which the Meru sits. The Meru is sitting on top of the tortoise, on top of the heel of the foot. So here you have the tortoise which supports the universe. He's supporting our Meru too. And that's why the seer of the hymn is he whose back is straight. So proud to see so many seers of the hymn. Because remember, every time you bend down, you're cutting your windpipe in half. And so that you only get this much capacity for performing pranayama. In order to use all of this, we have to keep the back straight. Just impossible if it's not straight. So the tortoise supports the merudanga, and he keeps the back straight.
The tortoise can live in the water and on the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tortoise, the water is also the ocean of existence, the samsara. So here he's got one foot in the samsara and the rest reaching out for refuge where he can get out of the samsara. He's of the water, but he's not bound by it. So here we have the support of this meru. The backbone is kept straight. Other questions about the Kshantika?
A little technical question, like, you know, we're clapping hands, we're doing directions, or when we're pointing to directions.
Yes.
At the fire, you always, and at the altar, you always point to north.
But yes.
I've noticed other times when you're someplace, you may point in front of you, and then actually maybe east.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if your puja table happens to face northeast?
Point in front of you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you don't find true north and always, and point to true north and true east and true west. You point.
It depends how technical you want to be in your puja. You can do it that way if you're moving from puja to puja or from location to location. Often it's most convenient to point in front of you. Your yantra, you will want to face in the right direction. Your yantra has to face east. Then you'll put the three guiding protecting lines on the east and on the north. So you're going to change the orientation of your yantra puja.